The federal government plans to axe a free legal aid program for employees in disadvantaged bargaining positions. Funds to 12 community legal centres throughout Australia will be cut at the end of November. Julie Bishop, the director of the National Association of Community Legal Centres, says the Office of Employment Advocates, a government agency, is stopping funding to all members of the Community Partners Program. The Office of Employment Advocates, the OEA, has refused to comment as to why funding has been cut. Donald Gunn, employment law advisor for the South West Brisbane Community Legal Centre, claims,
"What this government wants to do is just shove these industrial laws down the neck of working Australia and cutting off legal advice to people while you're already pushing them against the wall with this new legislation, I think is just an abomination. It's just an indication of how little interest this government has in the Australian workers as a whole."
Julie Bishop reveals the reasons the OEA has disclosed to the relevant centres.
"The reason for stopping the funding, the OEA says they now have the capacity to do it in-house and that it will be more economical. Community legal centres challenge that for two reasons. Number one, we question whether or not there will be a conflict of interest in the one office providing advice both to employers and employees. And secondly, we believe it will be hard to provide a more economical service than a community legal centre is able to provide."
Julie Bishop says this is probably the worst time for the OEA to remove funding.
"Many workers are confused and uncertain as to what their rights are now under the new legislation, and we've been inundated with calls with people just trying to find out even whether they have a problem, not when they have a problem, but just whether they do."
"What it basically mean is they'll just be suffering in silence. I think, oh well, I couldn't possibly, there's no remedy for me here. I've rung 20 places. I've just been had a lot of smoke blown in my ears, and bad luck, I just got shafted."
So what of those who seek the employment advice that these 12 legal centres offer? CCN spoke with one of Donald Gunn's clients about the plan to cut funding. This woman, who chose to remain anonymous, believes her family could not have survived without free legal advice.
"There's not too many out there, like for people like us, that you just can't afford it. When you're trying to support your family and then you've been put out of work, there's probably a lot of people out there that haven't taken the matter any further because of these new laws. And we found that, you know, talking to Donald, he opened it up opportunities of different areas that we can go through, and he put you in the right direction."
Eileen Tang reporting for CCN.